Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, with Reiki Master and host, Phyllis Lee Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now, here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Today, the guest is me. And I decided that after all these different guests that I had, that we've been using words sometimes that may not feel like it applies to you if you are in Reiki. And for those of you who are not in Reiki or have the experience of having Reiki treatments and so on, you might feel confused. So I thought I'd take 1 hour out to do a little definition work. First of all, what we've been doing recently and in the last few shows is to talk about what is Reiki. This was done from some different perspectives, and I'm sure that each one of us who has experienced Reiki has a different definition for themselves. But just to give you a short version, Reiki is a Japanese word, and the translation, as close as we can get to the English translation, is universal life energy. This, of course, also needs to be translated into many other different people's ideas about what universal life energy might mean. But basically, it is the energy of life itself. Sometimes my grandmother would refer to it as God power. And sometimes people refer to it as unconditional love or intelligence or a concept of wanting everything and knowing everything and yet not understanding anything. So I don't know if this confuses you, but go back to universal life energy, if it does. For Reiki, when we refer to Reiki as the practice, as a practice, we are referring to not universal life energy, but to a form of practice that was started by Mikao Usui. He lived in the late 1800s and early 1900s, and through his search for his own burning question of how did Jesus heal, he came to understand that it was a process for himself, and he gained a gift that he was able to pass down through to all of us who are here now. This part for me is the most magical piece of it all, because as you know, in the different ages, there have always been gifted healers, and they have come through a Christian faith, they have come through being born with the gift, they have come through learning. We have gifted doctors now, and you know, in the most part, what's so amazing for me is that he had a gift, he was given a gift through and prepared himself through many, many years of study and meditation and soul searching, we might call it today. And one of the things that he did arrive at was not only the gift of healing, but the gift of passing it through our generations. For us now in this world today, most of the people who have Reiki would owe it to a lineage that goes from Mikao Usui, Shujiro Hayashi, and Hawaii Otakata, and then sometimes through me. Each one of these masters has had several students, and each of those students has had the ability to teach their own students. So now that Reiki has become more well known in the world, there have been other teachers who have come out of Japan and now are sometimes second or third generation teachers. So this is creating sometimes confusion, but also can create a richness of understanding that is important. And so when we refer to Reiki as a practice, there are many, many different kinds of practices now. And it is up to you as a student or a prospective student to find out what practice you would like to obtain and to have for yourself and to use in your daily life, and also then within that practice to find a master. So I would like to just talk about Reiki as a practice. So for me, my system is called Usui Shiki Ryoho, and it's through the lineage of Mikao Usui, Shijiro Hayashi, Hawaii Otakata, and myself, who is recognized as the lineage. And this particular system has been referred to by many in many different ways, but for me, I would like to drop all the adjectives and just say that this is my practice. So as we delve into this practice, what does a practice of Reiki give us? For me, when I teach my students, it gives me a way to access the energy of Reiki. The energy meaning Usui, the universal life energy. So every practice for me that is called Reiki has one motivation, and that is to connect the student to his or her own innate gift, which is to access this energy Reiki that we all have. Because when we say universal life energy, it means that all of us as human beings have this energy inside of us. So the question then comes up, why take Reiki, the practice? If you want to take Reiki, the practice, that means that you are willing to become conscious and to have this vehicle in connection with universal life energy, and this becomes a daily practice. You treat yourself, you treat other people, you become aware of the things that are not congruent in your life, and in your practice of Reiki, this can change. So I call myself a Reiki master, and I had the advantage this morning to be able to look up what master meant in a dictionary, and it said, which is very interesting, one was a male teacher. Okay. Two, a person holding an academic degree higher than a bachelor's degree, but lower than a doctor. And another possibility is a reverend religious leader. And another possibility was a worker or artisan qualified to teach apprentices. And another possibility was an artist, performer, or player of consummate skill. Well, when I read some of these definitions of master, I couldn't find myself, really. And the most closely connected that I have was a worker or artisan qualified to teach apprentices. So in order for me to have you understand what this means, I have to go back a little bit. I call Usui Shiki Ryoho a Japanese healing art. And by what I mean by that is that this art is a way of life. So this word art for me is not so different than what we might call as painting or sculpture. I feel that a Japanese healing art allows us to create our life, our daily life, in a way that provides us health, happiness, security, and peace, as my grandmother would say. And it is through this daily practice that we come to a kind of mastery. Now, the kind of mastery that I'm speaking about has to do with skill, but it also has to do with commitment to the practice. So it isn't about just teaching, but it is about the practice of the master himself or herself. So the master part puts on to me a responsibility to maintain my own daily practice, to maintain my life in a way that is congruent with the principles that I teach, to allow myself the possibility to grow and to change and as a human being and to become more skilled in human relationships, more skilled in understanding myself, and more skilled in applying what I know to be the natural laws of how things work to my daily life. So I don't try to push upriver, but I go with the river and at the same time have my oar in it, if you know what I mean. So I participate in it. So a Reiki master for me is I have identified three roles of a Reiki master. So one is a teacher. So I teach my students. I also, in my own way of living, can teach people around me. I'm a mentor, which is more of the same quality of living my life in a certain way so that other people are inspired and ask questions and also become in a mentored relationship with me. And this for me is a very special one. And it also implies a lifetime of learning and a lifetime of relationship. And the other one is an initiator. So one of the things that I do as a master is I initiate my students, meaning I have this ceremony in which I pass on this opening of connection to Reiki, universal life energy, to those students who come to me. So a Reiki master is something that is starting to become defined, and there are a lot of different experiences out there. So your experience may not be the same as mine. That's totally okay. But I wanted also to let the listeners know what I mean when I say Reiki master. That's it. So out of Reiki master comes something that is also a part of being a master, and that is that I cannot be a master unless I have students. I cannot be a teacher unless I have students. So some people say, well, this is kind of very conservative and not very understandable, but for me, being a teacher says that I have been recognized as a teacher by a student. Well, I see that it is almost time for a commercial break. So I would like to come back to this definition of student and the development of the student with the teacher after this commercial break. Thank you for listening to Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine, you'll find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Discover how to create the reality you desire, manifest your destiny, and find your authentic self. Meet your angels, teachers, and guides along the way. Explore how karma is created, how contracts can be cleared, and how to heal past life and ancestral pain to clearing your path toward ascension in this lifetime. Learn how to make this experience joyful and not frightening. Jean Adrian's book, Soul Adventures, is available for purchase on her website at Amazon.com and in your local bookstore. She also created a card deck, the Inner Speak Cards, which enables fast and simple karmic clearing sessions. They are available for purchase on her website at www.innerspeak.com. That's www.innerspeak.com.
create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist, Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office, Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing broadcasts each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Yes, this is Phyllis Furumoto, and I'm back with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Today I'm speaking about the definition of some terms, and it would be really great if I could just define them as the dictionary does, but unfortunately, I think we're creating our own language sometimes in this Reiki world. So in order to make it clear for listeners, I'd like to just go through it for my own sake. And hopefully this might stimulate some conversation out there. If so, please write an email to usuireiki@mac.com. Thank you. I was just talking about, before the break, about Reiki Master. And for me, the Reiki Master, as a Reiki Master, I have three different roles. I have a role as a teacher, a role as a mentor, and a role as an initiator. And in relationship to those people who come to me, I call them students because it identifies with this part of me that's a teacher. And in order to be a teacher, I feel like I need to be recognized as a student. Here's a very interesting process. In the dictionary, when I looked up the word student, it said, one who studies, an attentive and systematic observer. Well, I thought that was very interesting because it wouldn't be what I would have thought. And one of the things that they don't have in the dictionary, which I find is also very interesting, is that they don't talk about the relationship between a teacher and a student, or in my case, a master and a student. So in the place of Reiki, what I always understood from my grandmother is that I couldn't be a master unless somebody recognized me and said, you're my teacher. And this feels like it comes from her background as a Japanese person. And in my years as a Reiki master, I have observed many, many people, who some of who have become Reiki masters not intending to teach, and yet people do recognize them and say, oh, can't you teach me Reiki? That's recognition. And they sometimes need to say out of their own selves, well, I can't teach you. I don't have the knowledge, or it's not something that I want to do. So even if you don't actually perform the act of teaching, are you still a teacher? That's a very interesting question for me. A student. So when I talk about Reiki students, for me it means all of us, because there is, in fact, a fourth part of me as a Reiki master, and that is that I'm a Reiki student also. So I'm a teacher, I'm a mentor, I'm an initiator, and I'm a student. And in some way, my being a Reiki student is really the first and foremost of these particular roles that I have identified. Who is my master? Who is my teacher? Well, my master was Hawaii Otakata. She was the one that gave me the initiations and led me into this. But who is really the teacher if we talk about this as being a student-teacher relationship? In this way, my teacher is Reiki, universal life energy. And this for me is often confusing because I sometimes hear my voices in my head of my master, and it seems that Reiki is taking me, the energy is taking me to someplace else. And what I have to also hear her say is, let Reiki teach you. So for those of you who get confused about if you're a student of Reiki, who's your teacher, this is a very potent question, and I encourage you to investigate this a bit more. In other countries, the word student is only applied to an academic student, and this really is shown in the dictionary definitions that I happen to see. So in Russia, for instance, students are often called disciples because they recognize this practice, or many of them recognize this practice, as having to do with spirituality. And so it has to do with being disciplined and being a follower. So I looked up the word disciple in the dictionary, and basically, it really has to do most often with the Christian church, the followers of Jesus Christ, for instance, or a disciple is a follower and learner of a mentor or other wise figure. It can refer to religion. So I really liked this because I saw that teacher and student then kind of go together as a pair, and this mentor and disciple go together as a pair. So in this quality of different cultures, we have now seen that there is a pairing that enlarges our understanding of the word master and the word student or disciple. Another word that sometimes is used for people who have taken the first and second degree of Reiki is a practitioner. And even I sometimes consider myself to be a practitioner. Now, in my definition, this means that I practice Reiki. Well, oftentimes the dictionary is not as, shall we say, pragmatic as that. So I looked in the dictionary for the word practitioner, and what I came up with is one who practices, especially one who practices a profession. And then it goes into many definitions of a profession that really leans to the medical profession. So that was interesting for me because, as you know, this practice of Reiki, or all the practices of Reiki, has as a component something called healing. And healing is a word that I'm going to get to next, but this also conjures up this association with the medical profession. And oftentimes people are very confused about what is healing, what is curing, am I a student or am I a practitioner? And if I'm a practitioner, then do I have a practice? And all these questions lead to this very interesting connection with the medical profession. Now that hospitals and other healthcare facilities are asking for Reiki practitioners, notice I use that word, to come in and to have access to patients and clients who don't necessarily know anything about Reiki beforehand, this is introducing a whole nother understanding of why people would take Reiki and what we offer as Reiki masters. Do we offer a medical or an alternative medical practice that our students would then be called practitioners? Or do we offer a connection to the self in which we learn to heal not only ourselves, but supporting other people to heal themselves? So these are two very different, perspectives in this word healing. So Japanese healing art, something that came from Japan, the practice looks like healing because it does have an effect on the mental, emotional, and spiritual parts of a human being that look like it moves toward health, and an art because it needs to be practiced, every day. So, in this Japanese healing art, there could be a student, there could be a disciple, and there could be a practitioner. It depends on your perspective. And perhaps there are other words out there that have been applied to a person who has learned first degree and practices some form of Reiki every day. Well, if there is, please email me at usuireiki@mac.com. And in another program, I'll put it out. So we have Reiki master, Reiki student, Reiki practitioner, Reiki disciple perhaps, and I would like to just talk a little bit more about what is called a discipline. So for me, a discipline is not about punishment, but a discipline in connection with the word disciple is about daily practice, eating properly, having a constant life rhythm, understanding what that is for yourself, and doing self-treatment every day, and treatment of others, if that's what you so desire. In this discipline, there are other things that can be included, but these are usually included in other forms that I'm not familiar with. So for those of you who have more included, then be sure and know that I'm not excluding them. I'm just saying what my definition is of these terms. Okay, so we're going to go now to a commercial break again. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We'll see you back in just a few minutes.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
For Spirit of Film Conversations, this is Randall Barrow. Hello, Seventh Wave listeners. I hope you'll join me each week as I explore how movies are changing the way we think, live, and dream. Spirit of Film Conversations showcases today's independent and visionary filmmakers and their personal and artistic journey to bring their vision to the big screen, television, DVD, or streaming video on the internet. Spirit of Film Conversations is also for people who make movies, whether the established film professional or the aspiring filmmaker. My show also celebrates the motion picture's unique ability to affect us emotionally, intellectually, even spiritually. So if you want to hear the real behind-the-scenes story of the most amazing and visionary films being made today and find out how you can use movies to empower you in your everyday life, join me each week on Spirit of Film Conversations every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out my website, at spiritoffilm.net to find out more about the movies I talk about each week. And thanks for listening to Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change.
Reiki Magazine International has readers in over 40 countries worldwide. Reiki Magazine International is respectful and open towards every Reiki school or lineage.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Discover how to create the reality you desire, manifest your destiny, and find your authentic self. Meet your angels, teachers, and guides along the way. Explore how karma is created, how contracts can be cleared, and how to heal past life and ancestral pain to clearing your path toward ascension in this lifetime. Learn how to make this experience joyful and not frightening. Jean Adrian's book, Soul Adventures, is available for purchase on her website at Amazon.com and in your local bookstore. She also created a card deck, the Inner Speak Cards, which enables fast and simple karmic clearing sessions. They are available for purchase on her website at www.innerspeak.com. That's www.innerspeak.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto. I'm back from the commercial break with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Today, we're speaking about some definition of terms. I've gone through Reiki, Reiki as universal life energy, Reiki as a practice, Reiki master, a Reiki student, and perhaps a Reiki disciple or practitioner, what we might call a discipline. And now I'd just like to backtrack a little bit and talk about this title of Grandmaster. When I looked in the dictionary under Grandmaster, that was really interesting because I didn't think about this, actually. The first definition is a chief officer of a principal lodge in various fraternal orders, such as Freemasonry. So there is a kind of role, evidently, that has been identified in these, I don't know how to explain them, in these fraternal orders that mostly have to do with men. So Grandmaster was a term from there. And then the second definition is an expert player, as of chess, who has consistently scored high in international competition. Well, I don't know that any of these, either of these, I should say, actually fits my definition. My assumption about this term, Grandmaster, came from a translation of the word sensei. The word sensei in Japanese is used to recognize someone as your teacher. And the teaching piece of it can be as a mentor or actually as a teacher of information. It also is applied to people who with whom you want to have a what is called a, maybe an honorable relationship, but the person is very well educated. So, for instance, doctors in Japan are often referred to as sensei. So my grandmother used to refer to Usui, Mikao Usui and Shushiro Hayashi as sensei. And I feel that what happened in her coming into a place where she also was recognized as a teacher, it was hard for the people who spoke English, and especially here in America, to go to the word sensei because it's not something that carries any feeling or understanding in our language. So they used something that was equitable, which would have been Grand Master. When I came on board in 1980 after my grandmother died and people referred to me as Grand Master, it was very difficult because for me, I just took it literally. Like, I'm a big master, so that means I know more than anybody. I've had more experience than anybody. I'm the head of everybody, and that's how it is. And that was not how I felt. I was one of the, though I have had Reiki since I was a child, my knowledge and my actual practical experience was very short before my grandmother died. So that was a very difficult thing to take on. And for me, it felt very incongruent, and I really had a difficult time with it. I think at the point in time, some 12 or 15 years later, when I actually grew more comfortable with the term, it was an interesting place to be, because then I recognized that a more clear way of speaking about myself was as a lineage bearer, which was a kind of a practical description of what I was doing. I was carrying a lineage from Mikao Usui, Shishiro Hayashi, Hawaii Otakata, and down to me. This lineage, for the people who recognize it, is important because it carries a kind of spiritual energy of the system, or the essential energy of this particular system. I don't have any say in what happens with other systems or other forms of Reiki. I actually don't have any inspiration to know what the other systems of Reiki do, because I have really enough to do on my own. But because of the way history evolved, I've really been involved in trying to understand how all these different forms of Reiki came about and what relationship they have to me. There are several people who consider themselves Grand Master because they have perhaps founded a certain form of Reiki practice. In this case, it is possible that they might become Grand Master under my definition. For me, you need to have a lineage in order for this to happen. And if you are the first of your lineage, then this is a question mark for me. So it doesn't surprise me, and I wouldn't imagine that Mikao Usui suggested or even understood or thought that he might be the first person of a lineage, because, well, he just wasn't, because there was no line before him. So he was the beginning of the line. So one of the great questions that I have in my life is, well, when is a lineage? Like in geometry, we know that a line is something that occurs between two points in a given space, and this is a line. But a lineage implies for me more than two points, and perhaps my grandmother was the beginning of this actual lineage, and I am the next carrier, and it is very possible that there will be a successor, which is a whole other question that I won't get into. So for me, this quality of recognition of students to masters also follows with me. If masters did not recognize me as my grandmother's successor in this lineage, I would be simply a Reiki master. I have no claim on this title in the sense of putting my staff in the ground and saying, this is who I am, because it's not possible for me, in my understanding of this term, to declare myself. I must be recognized by my teacher and by the lineage bearer before me, and I must also be recognized by the students who exist today after the death of the grand master or lineage bearer before. So these are my understandings of these words. And so I feel, again, like we are sort of writing a very interesting dictionary of our own. And perhaps we can say that we're creating Reiki jargon. I don't know. But for those of you who are interested, this is my take on the word grandmaster. Perhaps this seems a bit scattered, but part of me is wondering about how much time I have, and the other part of me is not wanting to get in too deep because of this piece. And this is a question that came to me from a couple of listeners of the early programs. They wanted to know what my motivation or role was in facilitating this program. So now that I've talked about myself as the grandmaster or a lineage bearer and how this came to be, perhaps this would be good to clarify. I decided to facilitate or be the moderator for this program, Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, because I felt like it was time for me to step out and become a spokesperson for Reiki, and hopefully to be able to maintain my neutrality in the face of many different forms of Reiki, some of which don't coincide with my own. But on the other hand, I really see that Reiki students, wherever they go, are touched by this energy of Reiki, and this I can't deny. I also see that for each of us as human beings, we find the teacher or the master that connects us to Reiki in that moment, and that person, I have to trust, is the master for that moment. Now, many of my students go to a different master for their different levels of Reiki, and that, for me, is fine. This, for me, is something that is clearly a part of each person's path. So we're not talking about something of ownership, but we're talking about serving Reiki, the energy, and also serving Reiki, our practice. And in these two, I have no ownership of my students. So I wanted to be able to challenge myself as well as put out to people that this is a way of holding our own practice. So can I be clear in my own practice? Can I be clear in what I want to do and still maintain a neutral place and a space for everyone to have Reiki, however they come to it? This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'll be back with the last segment of the program in a few minutes.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine, you'll find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Blending the practical and the mystical, The Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to The Emmy Louie Show each Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Discover how to create the reality you desire, manifest your destiny, and find your authentic self. Meet your angels, teachers, and guides along the way. Explore how karma is created, how contracts can be cleared, and how to heal past life and ancestral pain to clearing your path toward ascension in this lifetime. Learn how to make this experience joyful and not frightening. Jean Adrian's book, Soul Adventures, is available for purchase on her website at Amazon.com and in your local bookstore. She also created a card deck, the Inner Speak Cards, which enables fast and simple karmic clearing sessions. They are available for purchase on her website at www.innerspeak.com. That's www.innerspeak.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, back for our last segment of the program today. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Well, the purpose of this program was to clarify some of the terms that are being used in this program, not just by me, but by other people. And I guess that perhaps I've raised questions more than clarified for some of you, but I'm hoping that the that we can have a continuing conversation about these different terms: Reiki master, grandmaster, teacher, student, disciple, practitioner. And why am I doing this program was where I stopped in my last bit. So to be clear about this, I'm wanting to present Reiki in a most general way as I can, and at the same time I have my own practice and my own understanding, and I hope to be able to embrace and be inclusive rather than exclusive. So there are a couple of other words that I would like to talk about now that have to do with the actual practice. These words are healing and curing. So I'll take curing first. In the very beginning, my mind was really confused about what healing was and what curing was. And I knew that because of my own upbringing and my own understanding of my physical ailments, that when I went to a doctor, I wanted to be cured. I had a condition. I expected them to have a solution. And then I took the solution somehow, and then I would be cured. So this was a very linear approach to my health, and something that I chose was very interesting because sometimes I rebelled against this kind of linear approach and didn't go to a doctor, and then I didn't have any solution. So then I felt helpless. So there was a process of giving power to this person who was a doctor, and I gave it to him or her. They didn't take it from me. So I just want to make that clear that this was my perspective. So for me, curing had to do with eliminating the symptoms and putting me back to what I consider to be whole. W-H-O-L-E. Well, when I began my Reiki practice, I heard stories of my grandmother who had very similar things happen to her, although it was a little bit of a different kind of solution. Instead of drugs or an operation, a surgery, she would apply her hands and give the person Reiki. And eventually, perhaps, that person, well, in her stories that she used to tell, people were cured or they were rid of their symptoms. Sometimes there was this one story that she told where a man with MS kept having the symptoms reoccur because he kept falling back into bad habit. So my grandmother finally had to ask him, are you really committed to being whole or to being cured, or are you just going to continue to fall back. And if you are, then I'm not going to treat you anymore. And that was another interesting question. Could I, as a person who gave Reiki, really tell that to someone else? And this was a part of my own confusion around healing and curing. Then when I started to have my own practice and I saw what Reiki would do, I understood that another thing that she said was Reiki goes to the source of the problem. It doesn't always address the symptoms directly. And that was my experience, that if I had a backache, for instance, that had to do not with what I lifted, but what I was carrying in my mind, it would go to my mind first, and the issue would clear up, and then my backache would go away. Many, many times in my life with Reiki, something like that has happened. So although my back hurts, something else is happening. And it seems like Reiki's not working, but yet it is in another level. So another thing that she used to say is, have no expectations. And what I realized was that this did not mean Reiki doesn't work sometimes. It meant, when she said, have no expectations, that in having expectations, I would always look at the place where I thought something was going to happen. But in my expectation, that's where I was led. And if I had no expectation, I could see the global person, like, where is the difference being made? And perhaps what's happening and what's changing is in a totally different other realm of the person's existence. So having no expectations is really important to seeing the general overview of the healing of the person. So when I talk about healing, and when people, I think, in most Reiki circles talk about healing, they are talking not about a linear process of, I have these symptoms, I'm going to get a solution, I do the solution, and then I'm cured. It's more that I have this condition, I want to know what the process is for me to shift this condition so that I don't have the symptoms. And sometimes this healing process takes not a few weeks, not a few months, not one surgery, but it takes a lifetime. And in this, we look at creating a place of no blame, no guilt. If we had done something different in the past, perhaps we wouldn't have this condition. Well, that's not, I don't even want to go there, because in each moment of our lives, we do exactly what we need to do in that moment. You cannot, with hindsight, go back and change it. And it's not appropriate to want to change it. It would mean that you would be a different person at that time. So part of the healing for me is accepting that we, in every moment, do the best that we can. And in this healing process, we are always students. We are students of our system, of our form of practice. We are students of Reiki. And this completes the circle for me of healing and of wholeness. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, balancing form and essence. I think I got too far into the essence and forgot the form. See you next week.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network, and discover how you can find balance from within.